WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8 at 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan Police Department has released video of an officer-involved shooting last month.
Over the course of 2.5 minutes, Officer Stephen Laughlin tried 20 times to get Calvin Baker to remove his hand from his back pocket.
Calvin, just let me see your right hand, man. That's all I want to do is see your right hand.
Hey, are you ready?
Stop saying that, man. All I want to do is talk to you, man.
Are you ready?
That's all I want to do is talk to you. Calvin, stop it, man!
When Baker pulled a black object out of his back pocket and attempted to point it at the officer, Laughlin fired 5 shots. Chief Eric Buskey commended Laughlin.
I thought he exhibited a lot of professionalism. Nobody joins a police department to have to shoot somebody. No police officer wants to do that. Nobody wanted to have happen what happened there that night. And as I said at the start, it's one of the most common calls we make, a disturbance like that. You never expect it to turn into something like it did turn into, but that's kind of the nature of our job. Sometimes things turn on a dime, and we just have to be prepared for it. And Officer Laughlin was prepared and did it, in my opinion, an outstanding job.
Laughlin's returned to active duty, and Baker was released from the hospital 6 days after he was shot. A Brazos County grand jury ruled the officer will not face criminal charges. See the body cam video online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A unanimous Bryan School Board has chosen its lone finalist for superintendent. Christy Whitbeck is currently deputy superintendent in Fort Bend ISD. Board President Trey Moore says Dr. Whitbeck comes with multiple experiences.
She has been an elementary school principal. She's been a junior high principal. She has been a high school principal. Katy ISD used her to open over 5 new campuses. Currently is the deputy superintendent in Fort Bend ISD. You're looking at a district of roughly 80,000 students where she's the number 2 in charge. Fort Bend is the most diverse district in the state of Texas currently.
The board's newest member, Julie Harlan, had one observation about the choice.
People have asked us, is everything going to be okay as the board, you know, as we're interviewing candidates? And I think we all collectively would say everything is going to be terrific. So we're looking forward to it.
More information about Whitbeck is online at WTAW.com. Final school board action can come as soon as 21 days from now. Proposed state legislation to limit local governments to raising property tax revenue is a public safety concern in the city of Bryan.
That's the equivalent of 3 less police officers and all their equipment, training, and everything we would need to put 3 police officers on the street or 3 firefighters trained and outfitted.
Opponents to Senate Bill 6 includes Bryan City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada.
I agree completely with what Representative Rainey said. The local people elect their city council members. If they don't like what they're doing, they'll vote them out of office.
Strada on WTAW's The Infomaniac says the proposal would mean property tax savings to the owner of a $150,000 home of $1.33 a month. Texas A&M is spending almost $21 million to get an equal amount from Governor Abbott's University Research Initiative Fund to bring 5 researchers and their teams to College Station. State lawmakers have not included money in the next budget to continue that program. That was among the questions asked of State Representative John Rainey of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
It could be actually looking at discontinuing to make it a budget cut because of the need to reduce our spending. So it may be a political move.
4 of the 5 A&M recipients were in Austin this week attending a reception hosted by the governor. Each of the researchers is receiving between $3 and $10 million. And a federal judge has ruled a major Title IX lawsuit can proceed against Baylor University. Appellate attorney Chad Ruback says any victims of sexual assault have until the spring of next year to sue Baylor.
I know of at least 5 other Title IX suits pending against Baylor. This, as best I can tell, is the largest, has the most plaintiffs involved in it. Judge Pittman's ruling could do 2 things. It could encourage others to file their own suits against Baylor. It could also encourage others to attempt to join this particular suit. This ruling is definitely going to be encouraging women who have been sexually assaulted to do something about it.
Ruback says the judge ruled the clock did not start on a 2-year statute of limitations on one of the claims until the spring of 2016. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 65 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Good morning. It's 810. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Contact the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900. Or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Cloudiness is returned to the region. It'll be followed by some showers before the day is over. Temperatures today between 75 and 80. Lots of clouds for tonight. Lows will be down to 60 to 65. Scattered showers tomorrow. There's the chance for a passing thunderstorm. Temperatures tomorrow are going to be 75 to 80. We'll have showers and storms tomorrow night. Lows 60 to 65. Showers, thunderstorms Saturday. High Saturday between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 811, the Infomaniacs. And you can join us. All right, so 62-year-old guy named Perry Zerfa, shopping at a Walmart in Sebastian, Florida the other day. That's
Florida.
Yeah, it is Florida. So he's using one of the motorized little scooter carts, you know, shopping carts there, filled that basket with about $400 worth of stuff, and they just head her on out, right on out the door.
Just scooted right on out.
Just figured
out.
No reason to slow down any.
It's as good a plan as any.
One of Walmart's loss prevention people saw that happen, followed him out to his truck. I mean, we're talking two car batteries, two electric drills, a couple of bottles of Advil, a tube of Neosporin, and a bottle of Gold Bond spray. So there you are. According to police, stuff is worth $394. The dumbest part is he didn't need to steal it. He had $1,300 in cash in his pocket. Yeah.
What?
So $394 is felony theft in Florida. So, yeah.
Grand theft, he's going away.
Yep. Mm-hmm. See how...
See, they let him bring the scooter.
That's exactly right. Got to do that. All right, tonight is the premiere of Fox's Kicking and Screaming. This is a new competition series where 10 expert survivalists team up with people who aren't used to being out in nature for more than a picnic, if that. All right.
Great.
Now, I guess, has this been on before? Or do
I don't
know?
It sounds very familiar. I know there was a movie called Kicking and Screaming.
Yeah, maybe that's
Will
what I'm
Ferrell,
thinking of.
But...
Well, and again, all right, there may be some folks who'd watch through the first commercial break.
Right. I just feel like these, let's put them in the outdoors and see how long they can survive. Hey, remember Survivor?
Yeah.
Like, been there, done that. I don't know why shows keep coming out like this.
Yeah. Well, apparently, I guess this is more focused on people who, you know, can't stand the outside,
right,
rather than, you know, who are competing to survive. These people just hate it so much. And you know what? Hopefully it'll shine a light on just how unprepared people are these days.
Well, that is true. We do know that. Now, and I don't know. Back in the day, when reality television was just getting started, we had a lady who was our correspondent, because we weren't going to watch it. It was, I guess, this is when Tom and Chase were on the show. We're just a bunch of guys. We're not going to watch these reality shows. Not, and I'm talking not talent-driven reality shows, okay? I guess this was Survivor. Is that maybe the oldest one? Because at some point...
Of one of these types of shows, yeah.
I get why they do these. From a budgetary standpoint, it really doesn't cost them much money, and so I get that. But how... How does this continue? I mean,
right.
How is it
I mean,
that...
they already have Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They,
you
mean,
can't take anything else away
see,
from them.
And so, of course, there, that's kind of a provocative title. So people want to go, oh, well, okay, I'll watch that once, and then you're sadly disappointed. And so why would you ever go back? But now to do this thing called Kicking and Screaming. And so here's this new reality show. It's on tonight, Kicking and Screaming. Let's say that you watch it. and you go to work and you have a general time when you talk about shows that were on TV last night that you watched, are you going to really tell people that you watched that?
You probably know, not.
And again, haven't seen a second of it, but how do you explain that concept to people, and what are they going to think of you after you explain to them that that's what you watched last night, because you could have read a book or done something
else? Someone did text in and say Designated Survivor came back last night, best show on network TV. I haven't seen the comeback. I haven't seen last night's episode, so don't spoil it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet either.
It's good, though. That show is good.
Here's the thing. It's a good show. Here's the thing, though. Since then, Donald Trump has been elected president in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So all those kind of things really do kind of pale in comparison.
Well, and honestly, the part about the show that I dislike the most, and it only happens sometimes, but it's when they make the parallels to what's going on in life today,
sure,
because
sure.
It's got a liberal slant to it.
Of course,
you know?
It does. It's Hollywood.
And they kind of like inject them in there every once in a while. If they just completely took those parts out, the show would be fantastic.
Yeah. It's a neat concept. If you haven't watched it, he's the survivor in the State of the Union address. The Capitol blows up, and he's the president now. So
yeah.
It goes from housing and urban development or something to president. Okay, so interval training.
Mm-hmm.
Interval training. You know some people do that, Chelsea?
Sure.
Okay. CNN says that while any exercise is better than being sedentary, research from Mayo Clinic has found that high-intensity interval training in particularly,
HIIT,
okay, mm-hmm. is particularly efficient, in fact, highly efficient when it comes to reversing many age-related changes.
Interesting.
High-intensity interval training involves short bursts of intense aerobic activity within a stretch of more moderate exercise. One example, intermittently sprinting for 30 seconds in the middle of a moderate pace run. Researchers found this type of exercise encourages your cells to produce more proteins, feeding their need for energy. That, in turn, helps to slow the aging process.
Mm.
So if you're 80 and you want to feel 60, but that's an interesting situation to
yeah.
be able to
there's
to
a lot
that.
Of, you know, like fitness classes and group classes that will, you know, advertise that they're HIIT oriented.
Okay.
And it's becoming a lot more popular. There's not one here in Bryan College Station, but there's a chain of gyms called Orange Fitness Theory or Orange Theory Fitness. And they're very scientific based. They do a lot of like heart monitoring and like everything during the class, but it's all HIIT related, where they have treadmills and rowing machines that you're on in the class and you're doing some type of interval work. And a lot of people really like it. It's really hard, but I've heard really good things about it.
But I'm guessing for if you're going to do HIIT, you really need to be part of a group rather than individuals.
You can do it on your own, but yeah, it's probably one of those things. It's at least more fun, and it's probably a little bit more motivating to do it with a group.
Yeah. Because you time it, and then you're glad when it's over,
right? Right,
yeah,
right. You're all suffering together.
So that's one part of this weight loss thing or being healthy thing. The other part is what you eat, right?
Of course.
We've talked about that.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
U.S. Americans, we don't care what we eat.
Abs are made in the kitchen.
Exactly right. And they're bringing us a whole bag of Starburst next
pink
month.
Pink bags,
so you know that. Okay. But sticking to your diet, one of the really important things to do is maybe not go catch that quick bite with your friends.
Mm.
According to the American Heart Association, 60% of people were more likely to lapse from their diet regimen when eating out. Volunteers who used a smartphone app to share their data with researchers said that they had a 60% risk of overeating when at a restaurant.
Well, yeah, because they serve you more than you need.
They serve you more than you need. You're talking, you're laughing with friends, you're having fun, okay? And so, you know, forget that you're just putting that
shoveling it in.
That's right, that cheese factory stuff in your mouth where there's nothing, you know, over there that's healthy. CBS News says the data also showed that people who were more likely to lapse when they saw other people eating.
Mm-hmm.
By contrast, they had a greater chance of success at sticking to their diet when they ate alone.
I think another reason is when you go out to eat, you're spending money on something that obviously you want to enjoy. And usually healthier food at a restaurant or the healthy options are not as good and they're not as tasty, obviously. And so, you know, when I go out to eat, I don't want something bland and, you know, bleh.
You want the bacon and
you
the cheeseburger.
You want the bacon cheeseburger.
Sure.
And so when you're spending money on a meal, you're more likely to get something that you really want, which usually is something that's not as healthy.
Hello.
Y'all are talking about the high-intensity interval training.
Yes.
The crazy thing is, this stuff's been around for 80 years.
Really?
You used to call it a fartlek. The old Swedish word.
Really? Swedish
yes.
word. Okay, thank you for telling us that. So did you do it, a long time ago?
It's painful.
Okay.
It's so painful.
You did it for a while and said, no, I'll just go. So do you still exercise regularly?
I do, yes.
But it's more I don't know what's the ideal age do you think to be doing a HIIT type thing, at least in your opinion?
If you've not been training, you need to ease yourself back into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's very taxing on your body, and especially if you're someone who's coming up being sedentary, you're not going to have the work capacity to be able to go out and really get a lot out of it.
Yeah, sure.
You almost have to somewhat be in shape to get in shape.
So
kind of sounds sad, but
so it was some guy in Sweden who came up with this. Is it like 80 years ago? Really?
In like 1930 something.
Interesting. Just for the general public, or was it military related? Do you have any idea?
I think the word means something like speed play.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll go look that up. Thank you. I appreciate that. See, it doesn't matter what we talk about.
Well, and I think a lot of stuff, it's been around for years. People are just putting a name to it.
Okay.
Or they're putting a little bit more research behind it
right.
and then putting a name to it. You know, CrossFit, for instance, that was something that someone just put a name to it and made it into something, and all of a sudden it's taken off into like a multi-billion dollar industry.
But the mechanics have already clearly existed. It's
correct.
Not, yeah,
correct.
These are not exercises.
It's just a bunch of exercises they put together and put time constraints on and said, let's call it CrossFit.
Okay, sure. Understand in that way, sure. And if you can fit it into people's world now, because taking the time to do this is a good thing to do, and it's hard to maintain doing that for a long time. But, if you can do it from an efficiency standpoint, I certainly understand that. Hello.
Hey, you know, you can do all those exercises in a pool without a lot of pain. You can take a HIIT class, or you can do Tabata or boot camp, take them all in the pool. Get all your resistance in without the pain in the knees.
Oh, this sounds like the voice of
water
experience
aerobics,
right here.
Baby.
Is that right? How long you been doing that?
I've been teaching for almost 13 years.
Wow, you teach the class. What is the optimum size class for doing water aerobics?
It just depends on the size of your pool, because if your pool's too small, obviously it's hard to maneuver.
Yeah,
but
you don't want to be knocking people around, right? Yeah.
Right.
Now, when you teach, do you actually stand outside of the pool so everyone can see what you're doing?
I try to.
Okay,
because if I'm in the pool, I can't see what other people are doing as well.
Gotcha.
Warm.
Sure.
So,
Now, should that be like a two-day-a-week, three-day-a-week thing? What should that be ideally in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, where I work, we have two classes a week that are HIIT, and we have three classes a week that are boot camp.
Uh-huh.
And so you get a little bit of variety. We have some people who will do water aerobics 5 days a week. Some will do, so it just depends on what your body can.
Sure.
Well, and there's zero impact, so you really can do it more often.
Yeah, very good. All right, thank you. I appreciate that. All right.
Man, I've taken a water aerobics class. That's why I asked her, because my instructor did the same. She stayed outside of the pool for the majority of the class, just because then, you can't see what she's doing underwater necessarily. And it was really cool. It's definitely something I'd like to incorporate more of. And like she said, there's zero impact, so you're still getting a great workout without the pain of, running or something like that.
See, Brad, I'm just thinking, if I were in the same water aerobics class as Chelsea, we'd have to be on opposite ends of the pool.
Always have to touch.
No, you have to have, but you, I mean,
you have to have a floaty.
Well, but you have to have the resistance.
Right,
what would be on my neck with you would not quite be the same with
Good
you.
Point.
So, that's what I mean. Is that, all right, all the taller people over here, all the people not taller over there.
Water depth level makes a difference.
But, again, and that's, I appreciate that lady calling.
Yeah.
That. Lots of different ways that you can integrate it into your world as long as you can feel comfortable about this. All right. If you have kids, see, people who take kids to inappropriate movies is something that annoys me. You know,
I was just having this conversation the other day with some people.
If you have kids, you know that the optimal parenting situation is one where your children are close but not actually annoying you, right? Corporate America knows this. This is why they have gone to great lengths to accommodate parents when it comes to the experiences of joy outside the world of being a parent, where you don't have to deal with your kid every 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's why chain restaurants have crayon supplies, okay? And that's why gyms have daycare. That's why resorts have kiddie day camps. And now, according to the LA Times, movie theater chains, Cinépolis, have taken this one step further, putting a jungle gym right inside the auditoriums. Yeah, I know. The theater, which will show typically kid-friendly movies, will charge an extra few dollars per kid and have beanbag chairs, gym-like equipment, and a slide, plus more.
But they can play on it during the movie and make noise and giggle and scream.
And hurt themselves.
Yeah, that too.
And get in fights with other kids on the equipment because they're on the slide when you want to be on the slide.
I mean, I get the idea. I get the idea, but yeah, I don't know.
Back in the day, the old campus theater, which doesn't exist anymore at Northgate, it was called a cry room. If you brought your child with you and they were misbehaving, you went into the cry room. And all the parents with crying kids could be in there and not bother the other
people.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was, of course, again.
They have those in churches and stuff, right?
Sure, sure. Yeah, yep. Back in the day that they were able to do that. Caller.
I was just going to tell you, remember the old days drive-in, the jungle gym equipment, swing sets up under the screen so parents could watch while they watched the show.
The Circle Drive-In Theater, which is right by St. Mary's Catholic Church at Northgate and College Station, had that very thing right there.
How cool.
They did. Kids, go watch. You go do that if you want to watch the movie. That's
it's like
fine.
The playground it's like the playground at Bluebell.
Yeah, right. Exactly. 826.
Blinn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman Association invite you to the 2017 Blinn College Clay Shootout. Friday, April 7th at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range in Snook. This year's shootout underwriters are Blue Bonnet Electric Cooperative and McCoy Workplace Solutions. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register a team, go online at foundation.blinn.edu or call Kyle Merton at 979-830-4495.
Thinning air. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Listener Sanjay of Mumbai, India, wrote to ask why oxygen is so scarce at high elevations like on Mount Everest. We asked NASA physicist Stephen Merkowitz to explain. He says it's not just oxygen that's rare up there. All of the gases that make up our atmosphere are scarcer. Down at sea level, there's lots of atmosphere above us, pushing down and making our air denser.
As you go higher and higher in altitude, as you climb a mountain, say, there's less atmosphere above you, so there's less air pushing down on you, which makes the air thinner.
And thinner air means less oxygen per breath than our bodies are used to. If you have a science question, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use it on the show, we'll send you a Science Update mug. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. We're either getting lazier or hungrier or both. NPD Group says the number of phone and internet orders for restaurants surged 18% last year to 1.9 billion. Dinner is the meal most often ordered online, and families are the heaviest users of digital ordering. People younger than 35 and those with higher household incomes are among above average users of digital ordering with apps like Seamless and Grubhub. The number of people applying for unemployment benefits jumped by 20,000 last week from a 44-year low, but remained at a level consistent with a growing labor market. A more stable measure, the four-week average rose by 2,250. Emirates Airlines says the original travel ban imposed by President Trump caused the pace of bookings at the giant Middle East airline to plummet 35%. The airline called the effect instantaneous. It also says the shooting last month of an Indian man at a suburban Kansas bar has spooked travelers. Futures on Wall Street are lower. That's Your Money Now.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
You can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. I often struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn more about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com today or call 844-368-2424. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
It's official. The CIA can hack into virtually any electronic device. But what does this all mean to you? Lots. But not in the way the media is explaining it. Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. News about being able to secretly eavesdrop on our gadgets is nothing new. What is new is that WikiLeaks published the CIA's entire library of hacking tools. 8,000 pages, codenamed Weeping Angel, is out in the open. Unless you are a terrorist or high up on the watch list, the government didn't care about your smartphone. They've been able to eavesdrop for years. But now, hundreds of thousands of criminals, mischievous kids, hackers from America, Africa, Indonesia, China, and who knows where else, all have the CIA's know-how to literally raid any device and anyone they choose. WikiLeaks may claim to protect average people, but is most definitely not. Get the latest tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Five times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had five times more winners, or a Sunday with five times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes five times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32 at 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. Treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7 for medical care and emergency room needs. Your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board has named a sole finalist for the district's next superintendent. She is Christy Whitbeck, the deputy superintendent in Fort Bend ISD. David Stasny, who was part of the unanimous vote, was among three board members who visited with Fort Bend officials on Monday.
One of the things that we were looking for that we're thinking we found is that you can be a good leader and still deal with tough decisions with kindness and compassion. And there was absolutely no reason for us to think that she wouldn't do that.
The final vote on hiring Dr. Whitbeck will take place as early as 21 days from now. More information about Whitbeck is online at WTAW.com. Bryan's police chief commended how an officer addressed a confrontation last month that ended with a local man being shot.
Eric Buskey walked the media through the video from Officer Stephen Laughlin's body cam. The video showed the officer tried 20 times over 2.5 minutes to get Calvin Baker to remove his hand from his back pocket. When Baker pulled out a black object and attempted to point it at the officer, Laughlin fired 5 shots.
Drop it, man! Don't make me do this! Talk to me, man. Come on. Shots fired! Shots fired!
Buskey said the officer did as he was trained to do.
Officer Laughlin was prepared and did it, in my opinion, an outstanding job.
Laughlin's back on active duty, and Baker was released from the hospital 6 days after the shooting, which was in response to a domestic disturbance. The body cam video with the chief's narrations online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Some state lawmakers continue their push to cap how much local governments can raise property taxes. Bryan City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says Senate Bill 6 would reduce the maximum increase of property tax revenue from 8 to 4% each year.
If you own a $150,000 home, you would get a tax break of $1.33 a month. Now, that is not going to even buy a Coke at the corner store.
Strada says the lost revenue is equivalent to the city losing 3 police officers or 3 firefighters. Earlier this week, Governor Abbott hosted a reception for the latest group of researchers recruited to work at Texas A&M, the University of Texas, and the University of Houston. Half of the funding comes from the schools and half comes from the governor's Research Initiative Fund. So far, state lawmakers have not included money for the fund in the next budget. That was among the questions asked of State Representative John Rainey of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
Well, now that's a good question because I'm not sure what is all is going on there. That it could be putting a little pressure on the governor for something else.
A&M received funding for 5 researchers. Each will receive between $3 and $10 million. The university is spending almost $21 million to get an equal match from the governor's fund. WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 65 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Come on down Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
837, News Talk 1620, WTAW. To check some weather, it's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go.
Cloudiness is returned to the region. It'll be followed by some showers before the day is over. Temperatures today between 75 and 80. Lots of clouds for tonight. Lows will be down to 60 to 65. Scattered showers tomorrow. There's the chance for a passing thunderstorm. Temperatures tomorrow are going to be 75 to 80. We'll have showers and storms tomorrow night. Lows 60 to 65. Showers, thunderstorms Saturday. High Saturday between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. 8:38. Let's head over to Austin. State Senator, State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. What happened to our cold front this Thursday?
Oh, yeah, it'll be
a little muggy.
It'll be in this weekend, I suppose. That's how we'll work. We've talked before about your committee assignments, and you're on the calendar committee. Explain again for our folks what that is and how that's you got named to that committee, and now you're having to work that. So what is that process, and how does that kind of line up?
Absolutely. Calendars Committee is chaired by Chairman Todd Hunter out of Corpus Christi. So we will have a meeting today, so it helps set the calendar for the floor. So now that we're approaching day 60, it's time to start getting that calendar populated with bills from all the committees. And so today will be our first meaningful one to make sure that calendar, we have bills to hear on the floor next week.
So they kind of have to jockey for position, and you have to think about the things that are going to be most important. And I guess there's kind of there's a pecking order that the speaker puts together for you so that you know the things that are important to him to get his agenda through.
Absolutely. You know, both bodies have priorities and emergency items, and Speaker Strauss has been quite clear on his, as Lieutenant Dan Patrick. So now it's our turn to focus on our agenda. You know, we think school choice, obviously CPS, we got that out last week, and now we've had many committee meetings across the board, and some of those committee chairs have named their priorities and their committees, and those bills have passed out of committee and will be presented to calendars, and then we'll hear them on the floor next week.
You know, I've talked to a state senator about this, and I was talking to Representative Rainey yesterday. There's still that impasse as far as the budget gap is concerned. We're a week farther down the road. Are we any closer to closing that number between the budget and the House and the Senate?
You know, I'm going to try to help. You know, I'm going to be clear on it from our first radio interview. The budget process is tough. There is a big gap, and it's going to be settled in conference committee later on in April, May time frame. So now's the time for us to identify those priorities. The budget writers are working. All the budget writers are due today by 5 p.m. So those will help close some of those gaps and identify priorities. And then, you know, we'll talk on the floor over the next few months and make sure our priorities in the House are identified and that the budget conference committee from the House side realizes what our priorities are. But got confidence in Chairman Zerwas and his team that will do what's right. But it's going to be a tough fight this year. It's just what it's going to be. That conference committee has a tough job ahead of them.
Well, and I think one of the main things that I see is that the leadership in the House seems to be fairly comfortable with looking at the Rainy Day Fund as a source. And I don't know, that seems to not be the case as far as the Senate's concerned.
You know, that's not a palatable discussion from a GOP platform side, which I understand. But also, if you have a savings fund, and we've had a conference committee already agree that we put a floor on it so we could utilize down to $7.5 billion. As long as we leave $7.5 in there, that gives you an opportunity to look at that when we need it. And when you've got an $8 billion, you know, arguably anywhere between $5 and $8 billion gap between the two budgets, you know, there's going to be a need for it. A 4% cut across the board in all agencies, which we know some of those will get it back, so others will be very disappointed. You know, I look at from the standpoint of the hiring freeze. Had some visitor to hear from Mejia State Supported Living Center yesterday, and they have a high turnover of nurses in Mejia at that State Supported Living Center, and they're not allowed to hire back. So you got an 80-nurse population to serve that community, and now you're down to 40 because of folks changing jobs, and they have a hiring freeze. So there's a lot of problems and emergency items, and in this budget is going to be affecting, you know, little Mejia State Supported Living Center like it is all agencies across the state of Texas.
Sure. State Representative Kyle Cassell joining us. You're also in Environmental Regulation and Natural Resources. Anything going on in those committees that are of note right now?
Well, waters, natural resources, we're still in an investigative side. We actually passed out a few local bills yesterday that are going to help particular areas in the state, so look forward to seeing those in calendar committee so we can expedite them to the floor. Environmental Reg, we had our first meeting this week and focused on TERP and where we're going to head with that. We've amassed a good balance in TERP funds, and we need to figure out how to utilize those to help on the environmental issues in the state of Texas.
All right, so a couple of bills, one in the Senate, it's Senate Bill 2, and in the House, it's HB 15, having to do with tax rates and how much cities and counties can raise their tax rates. Putting a cap on that, I know, is kind of causing heartburn as far as cities and counties are concerned. What are your thoughts, and what are you hearing from your leaders?
Yeah, I represent five unique counties in Central Texas, and I think I've got a general consensus that SB 2 and HB 15 are not a high priority or one they like. I've got a resolution on my desk that County Commissioner Steve Aldridge dropped off yesterday saying that they are not in favor of this, and they are very quite clear on point by point by point how this will affect their local control and the revenue cap. I mean, when you're looking at a reduced to maximum increase in taxes from 8% to 4%, that ties the hands of our local officials, especially in my poor counties in Limestone Falls and Robertson. They're not excited about that opportunity either.
Well, my next interview is with the Assistant Finance Director of the City, Brian. I'm sure he's probably feeling that way too. So
I think he's going to be a little more pointed than me. Yeah. And as long as he knows that we're here, we're going to try to do our best to make sure we don't impose anything on them that makes their job more difficult.
I understand. All right, we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Scott, I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, thank you so much. All right, State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us every Thursday. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Well, I'm kind of tipping my hand as to what's going on next. But Kayla's here from the City of Bryan. How are you today?
We're doing great. How are you today, Scott?
Good. And you did bring a guest.
We sure did. We have Will Smith. He is the City of Bryan's Assistant Finance Director.
All right. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Welcome to the show. Well, you just heard the state rep say he's going to be over there fighting for you. But the bottom line is it looks good for the state people to be able to say, let's put a cap on property taxes. But what kind of challenges does that make for a city in a case like that?
Well, Scott, first of all, I think the rhetoric surrounding this has been a little misleading. They're talking about tax reform, and they're talking about, you know, tax help for the citizens. But as Ms. Mary Lynn said yesterday, we're talking about $2 a month for most people. So there's not a lot there, but it does cause serious challenges for cities, counties. We're trying to fund new police, new fire, infrastructure improvements, and that's very difficult as it is. And if you put a cap on that, then it makes it even more difficult.
Well, and while your budget may be set for a year, the expenditures are really planned out to happen on into the future. So this impacts for a long time, not just in one year.
Certainly, when you hire any new personnel, particularly public safety, you're talking about a long-term permanent commitment. And we use those forecasts that we do every year to determine what the city can afford. And when you put a cap on that, we just can't plan long term.
Sure. Well, you know, there are, with that in mind, there are some capital projects. We're talking people here first, but there's some capital projects that Bryan is looking at. We were talking to Mayor Nelson a couple of weeks ago. Now you're going to store some water underground. There's expense involved there. Bombers Park, there's some expense involved there. Downtown Bryan Association, expense involved there. So these were things that are basically unplanned when you put your budget together. Now going forward, how do you have to put this, lay this out? What is that process like?
Well, Scott, when we prepare the budgets every year, we do about a five, for most funds, we do a five-year forecast. Some funds, we go out further than that. And so when we do those things, council has directed us this past year with the adoption of what is the City of Bryan Financial Management Policy Statements, and there are fund balance minimums that they have targeted. And that's a specific reason for that. When needs come up, the citizens of Bryan, when those needs come up, we have to be able to be flexible. It certainly makes it difficult, but that's what those things are there for.
How long have you been at the City of Bryan?
Almost 4 years.
Okay. So let's think about year one for you. And now here we are at year four. The growth that's taken place in Bryan is very different than what it was 4 years ago. So how does that change the process?
That's a good question, Scott. So about 50% of the city's general fund budget, give or take, depending on what year you're talking about, is based on sales tax. You and I both know that sales tax is very volatile. Over the last 5 years, I just did this discussion we're having with Senate Bill 2, the growth in Bryan over the last 5 years has been just over 10% estimated, and it's a little more than 1.6% every year. As that happens, the infrastructure demands are enormous. As we grow, we see that all over. And so we have to look back and we have to say, okay, what are we counting on coming in? Is that going to be sales tax? Is that going to be property tax? And then how are we going to plan on those infrastructure needs? The discussion with things like the bombers is a little different. DBA is a little different. That's based on HOT, hotel occupancy tax. And so that is a little different discussion. You can only use those funds for certain things, so those things are going to happen that way. But when we start talking about general fund dollars, that's when we really put a strain on those tax dollars.
Certainly. And let's take a snapshot then. Do you have sales tax figures for January, maybe December, and how those look as opposed to the past year?
December was actually a little down, not much, less than 1%, I believe, last time I looked. Yesterday I was doing the January numbers, and they're actually a little up from last year. Year over year, we're up about 13% in the month of January. And for the year, we're up about 2.7, almost 3% over last year's numbers.
Well, you mentioned hot funds. That's the hotel motel tax. And as you mentioned, that can only be used for certain things. But generally, that's been a pretty good growth area for Bryan.
It has. Last year, the numbers were down a little bit from 14. And we attributed some of that to the oil and gas activity in the area in fiscal 14 for us. But we have seen an increase over 16 thus far in the year. I don't want to project that out for the rest of the year, but we've seen a little bit of an increase this year over last year.
Let's do a hypothetical. If the council decided that they wanted to look at, an impact fee, for instance, do they come to you first to ask what that would mean? Do you do studies or theoretical studies and bring that back to staff?
I would assume that the city manager would probably make that suggestion. We've done a few things like that. Certainly, council will direct the city manager to look at certain things, and we certainly put the numbers together, crunch those things, and do forecasts based on that.
Yeah, good. Okay. Anything else you want to share with us this morning?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I mean, it gives us some background because you do have to predict, and then, you know, you have garbage trucks burn and things like that.
Yes, sir.
A couple of years ago that happened from time to time. But thank you for the time this morning,
Will.
Thank you,
Scott.
All right. What else you got for us?
Well, we want to talk about the fun things that are happening, too. So we've got Blue Bunny Breakfast and the Easter Egg Hunt set for April 1st. This is sponsored by the Bryan Police Department and the Parks and Recreation Department. So that is held from 9 to 11 on April 1st at Sue Haswell Park. We'll have an Easter egg hunt. You can have photos with the Easter bunny. So it's certainly a family-friendly event. We also have registration open for family campout. In past years, it was a Saturday-Sunday event, but this year we're hosting it April 7th and 8th, which is a Friday and Saturday. So registration is open online. We'll have a movie under the stars. This year it's A Bug's Life. So come on out. That is obviously very family-friendly. And then if you have a student who's in need of a little bit of homework help, Clara B. Mounts Library in downtown Bryan is still offering assistance with tutors kindergarten through 12th grade. This happens Monday through Thursday from 5 to 6:45 every week. So it's free of charge. You don't have to sign up, and they certainly want to help. And also, if you're interested in joining the Bryan Police Department, we are still accepting applications through March 15th. So all of this information is posted online at bryantx.gov, and you can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays in our community segment. We'll talk with the folks at the Humane Society in just a minute.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
8:51, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time to find out what's going on with the Humane Society. And Carolyn's here this morning. How are you today?
Doing great. Thanks so much for having us.
You betcha. So what's happening at your place?
We did a great pit bull wellness voucher thing on Saturday. We gave out 52 vouchers for pit bulls for a microchip spay and neuter and rabies vaccine. And we have a few left.
Oh. So, okay, well. But it's a great idea. This is a neat thing. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was just great. You know, we had people lined up there. We don't open until 11 o'clock on Saturdays, every day of the week. But folks were lined up before 10 o'clock to get their pit bulls in to be able to get one of these vouchers. So we do have a few left. And so, you know, we're just giving a shout out and letting people know it's a great, great deal. You'll get a voucher. You'll get a free microchip. The vouchers to take to a vet for your spay neuter and then for a rabies vaccine for your pit bull. You do need to bring ID and proof of residence. So, you know, just come on over. It's for Brazos County. And I think we still have a few also for Robinson and for Burleson County. But come on over to 5359 Leonard Road.
Okay.
And it'll be a great deal. And, you know, we've got pets for adoption.
Yes, always.
Yeah, we did a great adoption event at Sterling Subaru on Saturday also. And we adopted out 40 pets at Sterling Subaru.
Wow.
They were kind of just flying out the door.
Well, but you have a couple of people who do this, who help you out with this, that have been doing it for quite a while, and
yeah,
it seems to be really successful.
It really is. And, you know, it's all about the pets. And, you know, we did the free adoption thing, and without our donors, we couldn't do that. You know, with the adoption comes the spay neuter, vaccinations, county tag, and a microchip. You know, and people don't have to pay for that, but thanks to our donors, you know, we can offer that to the community. And it's all about helping the pets, you know, getting them off the street, getting them into loving homes.
Sure.
So, and with this Pit Bull Wellness, again, that's a grant from the state, from the pet-friendly license plate.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, we're just taking care of pets in our community, and that's Aggieland Humane.
If they want some more information, what do they do?
Oh, give us a call. 979-775-5755. Come by and see us, 5359 Leonard Road. Go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, and it's all right there. Good.
Thanks for the time this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. We visit with folks from the Humane Society on Thursdays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill. Dayhill is Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
3 minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. New Jersey man was jailed on suspicion of driving drunk after police in Key West, Florida. Yes, and he tried
all
to,
over the place.
He tried to run over a rooster, but crashed his golf cart instead.
Oh, man.
It's rooster karma. A witness who called 911 said the golf cart driver was determined to hit that rooster. Instead, he rolled his cart, ejected two passengers and himself.
Oh, wow. Man, those golf carts are dangerous.
What did a rooster ever do to him? Just saying. All right, tonight, Big Bang Theory is brand new. Raj moves out of his apartment, so Leonard and Penny offer him Sheldon's old room. I don't know what that means.
All right.
Where did Sheldon go?
Yeah, Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was still on,
it
to be honest
with you. Still on, and I watch it.
Okay. Richard, Jackson, April, and Catherine tackle a grueling trauma case intensified by hospital politics.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm sure. Why not? let's see. And Alec Baldwin says that he's not going to be doing this Donald Trump thing that much longer on Saturday Night Live. He said he won't be donning the blonde wig and giant red tie much longer. He first debuted as Trump back in October during the general election, signaled his time as the commander. Everything okay?
Yeah, we're good.
We'll be coming to an end soon. Baldwin said, I don't know how much more people can take, you know.
I think he's made his point.
He has. Well, so Mr. Downs didn't come in. Huh?
Oh.
Well, I thought he would because I had the skincare story I wanted to do.
I was gonna say I think he's especially made his point after making that movie Big Baby, which is clearly a take off of our Boss Baby rather, which is clearly a take off of Donald Trump.
I did count my products.
Oh, you did?
Yes. In the morning, part of my skincare, I use 4 products. Uh-huh. I use 14 different makeup products every day.
And every day?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I use 5 skincare products at night.
Wow. So there you go. But do you use anything from Birkenstock?
I know, but I wear them on my feet.
Oh, okay. Gosh, I thought you were too conservative for that.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay.
Usually
when I'm barefoot, it's because I have my Birkenstocks on
well,
that day.
Birkenstock Natural Care. Fashionista.com says they will have 28 skincare products featuring a cork oak extract called Suberin, extracted for skin lifting properties. So you got that going on. They'll be priced from $17 to $74, and they're expected to hit shelves this fall in stores at Birkenstock stores and also at the Birkenstock website.
I'll keep Birkenstock to my feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to do this story, but I will. Prince Harry has apparently begun waxing his chest.
No.
Oh. Because Meghan wanted it to be smooth.
Well, I think it's probably he started to hang out with the Hollywood crowd some, okay?
Maybe.
And maybe that's a little too L.A. in Great Britain, but as we've talked about, you kind of behave the way that people do around you.
Right.
One of his pals says that he thinks the new grooming methods are so he can have that shiny look for Meghan.
How does that make headlines?
Well, I don't. That's what I said.
Good
I really
question.
Didn't want to do the story.
Glad we did, though.
Yeah, okay. There you go. All right, we're back tomorrow's 9 o'clock. WTAW College Station.